sorry.
Can I have a piece of candy?
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay. I see life.
Hello, Dawn. Barbara's close by.
Oh, she's been here for a while. Executive session too. I think we're talking about lateral. Is what Chuck announced it behind at the last meeting.
How are you, Dawn?
Fine, thank you.
All right. Executive session. We have Harris and Schmidt addressing the board. We're discussing just briefly that we don't have a dog in the hunt per se with the roundabout, but my understanding that we would need to be, at least from an administrative capacity, a pass through, you know, kind of like the JDZ, because the county would collect it, pay us through the increased valuation, and then we distribute it per the agreement. And we can charge a fee for that, I'm presuming.
Yes, we can certainly charge a fee for that.
What is usual and customary, for, without being egregious, is that?
I like to be on the verge of egregious, so mm-hmm. like 7% instead of 3.
Absolutely. I don't know. Numbers that I usually see is... Are 2 and 3%
right?
Anyway,
yeah.
So
that's what
well,
me
that's
gets
just that I've not quite honest. Yeah, I've not seen it written. It's like one of those contract things.
Today.
You just got
contract.
This today. Okay.
Dawn got it today.
Okay. You got it as well today. So.
Yes, I have my copy.
So. There's no expectation for us to take any type of action on this, or...
Oh, I think there is an expectation.
I think so, too.
Reasonable expectation, I should ask.
There is... I believe that the partners believe that this is the hearing that we've not posted for, that they're ready to... Hear the trustees approve this.
But it requires a hearing for us to do that.
We have to post that, yes.
But wouldn't, I would imagine John Burrell and then ODOT's legal counsel, whoever that would be, would want to add their 2 cents in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there is a provision, a section in here that recognizes their involvement. We have tried to get them here for this. It's just not happened.
ODOT and the county.
And the county.
Okay.
And including not just Harold and I reaching out trying to bring all the parties here. Rob McCarthy is the attorney out of Columbus for Stony Creek Partners, and he suggested Thursday or Friday that he was going to do that as well, and to our knowledge, it's not happened. So,
Mike Panuski will be here. He called me this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
And he said he just wanted clarification, so I'm coming at 4 o'clock, and I said no. 5:30. He said, okay, I'll be there.
And when Chuck talks about a fee for being the person.
Administrator
that does the work. I know Mommy charges 3% on our JEDs, but they have internal people that do it, and we wouldn't have that. We would have to hire a firm to do it, so it's going to have to be more than 3% because...
We need
a city employee doesn't make
out.
What
we need
right
to find out we, what that is,
and we've never done this.
Could
kind
we do
of
like a cost plus?
Sure.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
great
I don't know Ness for sure.
I mean, like if it,
you get,
I'm just saying,
you're allowed to recoup your costs. You're allowed to not lose money, but I don't know about...
Like, I mean, like cost plus 1% or something nominal, just because we're going to have some internal...
upheaval. I mean, it's gonna pull, even if another entity is doing the administrative side, it's going to come here first. There is going to be additional costs and time, so I would say yes.
Yeah. Do we have, is this something that one of those Ritas could do? I've heard, you know, suggestions of that, and I don't know who uses them in the area. I know there's some entities that do, but...
I don't know what you're referring to.
Regional Income Tax Authority, RITA.
They collect like Holland taxes.
It's a quasi-governmental collection payment. It's more for
so
income
tax. So it's something
tax.
We have to explore if they could do a TIF.
Yeah, TIF
residential
collection.
Yeah, interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So that would be worth looking.
And there's some. There's some like in Northwest Ohio who does it. At one of the TMACAC things I've heard, though. So
what I'm hearing is people are coming today. They're going to talk about the situation with the roundabout and how they'd like to find funding models to use. And, in fact, they've given us a proposal today of a TIF for TIF for a residential area. And they want us to take action tonight and approve this. But actually, legally... we can't take action tonight. We have to have a hearing. So the soonest we could do that is at our next meeting when there would be a hearing.
I think we need 30 days notice.
Okay, so we're talking about September before we can take any action. And then there are going to be questions. When we actually are able to read this, we're going to have questions like fees, cost plus, who administers.
And there are
other issues
here, you know, that we need to
and the
go
county,
with the county
prosecutor
and ODOT
need to be involved in it. So September hearing would be the best case scenario.
Best case, in my estimation. Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Mike Stormer.
I mean, we went from
might have some insight with ODOT as far as legal counsel, or Patrick McCauley
could be.
Well, Mike Hanuski very well could have information tonight. I mean, it's the county and the state that's doing the roundabout. And this, you recognize that this went beyond the roundabout.
Harold mentioned it. I haven't read it, so.
So, I mean, you need a chance to read it. And, which, you know,
and are
it's
we okay
fine.
With going beyond the roundabout?
I was going to say, which is fine. It means that the developers are going to do the infrastructure and the county and the township are going to say, yes, any increase for a period of time, we're not going
to
get that.
You
we're
need to pay
let
for
you
your
get
sewer.
To
no.
Reimbursed.
Right. And they would be the only developer that gets their sewer paid for by property taxes through this TIF. We haven't ever let another developer do that, and in fact the project we're working on at Black Road is just about roads. It's not about sewer and
water lines
sewer and road improvements,
Black Road is sewer and road?
Yeah, because the road, our Black Road, and then the intersection improvements at Black and Stitt and Black on Water to Monclova, which would be 50% Monclova, 50% Lucas County. Any Black road improvements would be 100% Monclova, except for the turn lane into the...
And we're paying for the developer's sewer.
No, he would pay for that. But that'd be reimbursed through the TIF. That's the suggestion.
The sewer in the
that's
development.
That's not the internal sewer. That's the sewer...
The main along Black Road.
The main along Black Road.
And this is to everybody's house.
Internal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a separate, that's got nothing to do with this.
Yes, it does, because it set a precedent on how we operate. We operate on public right-of-ways, not on people's property. We don't let the developer make money on the sewer. That's their responsibility.
Correct.
They're going to say it's going to become your sewer and your street.
Yeah.
That's going to be their argument.
But I've done thousands is an exaggeration.
Hundreds.
Have we done dozens, more than dozens, less than hundreds, yes, developments, and the developer puts in the road in the development, and he puts in the sewer in the development. He puts in the streetlights in the development. He puts in all the infrastructure in the development.
And it's private.
And then we take ownership.
Yes.
We don't pay for that, and the property taxes don't pay for
and
it.
And he passes that cost on to the
person that buys
the
it.
Lot.
You don't get paid twice for it.
Right.
Yeah. So, a huge problem right away.
On Black Road, it's my understanding that in the their discussion with Jim Shaw, that they would eliminate the lift station at Fallen Timbers across the street and make those gravity.
Right, which is public infrastructure.
And that's because it's doing that, it's for the greater good.
Right.
So it would be
it
would be eligible for, because it's for the greater good of the county, it would be, it's eligible for TIF reimbursement.
Got it, Chuck. I think I'm real clear on this.
Yeah.
And there's something else.
You just need to not just look at, read through the document. You need to look at Exhibit C.
Exhibit
that
C.
Well, goes into the details of what is being proposed as covered by.
The project consists of improvements identified and the TIF.
Exhibit B is just the property, the two large parcels.
Plus any of the county and township costs, not their cost. We don't have any cost to construct water lines.
Right, we wouldn't be, they're not looking to invest, but you do, you are, as we're sitting here, you're incurring some legal fees, as an example. And going forward, there could be some costs, administration costs that we were talking about.
So you're going to review this, Dawn, and share some bullets with us?
Is that a statement or a question mark at the end?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well,
you
don't want
that.
Me interpreting this agreement.
No. But I do want you to look at it.
Yeah.
And I want you to look at C, not just the pictures of A, B, and D. I mean, that's what I'm saying, okay?
Is C what we just talked about?
Yes.
Okay.
And then
in greater detail. Harold would agree. When we came into this before Friday, the discussion was contribution towards ODOT's requirement of these people to the developers to get work, contribute to the roundabout in order to be approved for their access off of the roads to their properties. So that's why this is a bit different than what we thought we were going to see. Okay?
Now you got down Salisbury Road to Albion to include halfway down this road and halfway down that road.
Okay.
I'll be curious to hear what their presentation when they get here.
Yeah, I'm just guessing after this goes through John Burrell's office and your work, there's going to be quite a few markups on this.
Could be. I don't know what the county, no no idea what the county and what the, well, ODOT is projecting cost to be to these partners. There needs to be some numbers. Yeah. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, or again, what they're planned here, a big, large roundabout. Do you know what? I'm presuming it's a large roundabout, Harold?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Similar to Eber?
I would imagine so, yes.
Will it be now, as flat as Eber?
The other interesting thing, I don't know.
With no sight line distance?
The other interesting thing, when I talked to Mike Stormer, he said if they can get all this financing arranged, they'd like to build this in 2025. I've never seen it on anybody's
radar
anywhere yet. So.
So much excitement. One little meeting.
Why don't we do it in 2024? Just like, you know, it'll be like the city of Maumee when everything's all, tear it all up at once.
Not if they start digging now.
Right, so we'll have two roundabouts here going, we'll have Holloway going.
I couldn't pull out on Salisbury, and I'm like, what's going on? It's Saturday. Well, the road is closed, 28 is closed.
Yes, it is.
So I figured it out. So myself, I think it
added my quite street, a bit of traffic.
I had to turn around and try a different route to get here today. I thought, how can they just keep shutting down more and more streets in Maumee? So you can't get on some of the side streets. You can't get onto the trail now.
And you got the summer fair this weekend.
Didn't mean to digress.
So on this, we will listen to them. We'll tell them we're going to do our due diligence. We need county and state input, and I mean, some of that will be out of our hands. And then, you know,
30-day notice for the public hearing.
30-day notice,
right?
Yeah. Yes. After the contract is finalized.
No, to get the contract.
That would be to get the contract. But you know, we need to see what.
Yeah,
this is the resolution. We need a. This is a resolution. We actually need the TIF agreement, which will have the rest of the details and which will be Exhibit D.
Here's the agreement.
Yeah.
So we're not even anywhere where we can talk about a contract in the public. So many people need to put their input in. Blanks need filled. September would be super lucky.
I find it hard to believe that we can do it by the second meeting of September, but nobody went on vacation and everybody worked like between now and the second meeting of August, we could maybe post it. But that's, you know.
Are we getting anywhere on black at all on this stuff? On the black road one that, was that you that I think drew up?
Well, no.
Okay. Yes, she drew it up. And no, we're getting nowhere. But it's in their hands.
Okay.
We did our part.
It's in whose hands?
The developer.
We think the same kind of people.
Well, and that's something maybe on that one, if, at least because the county's involved in that one, if John Burrell and his department
I'm meeting with John Burrell on a totally unrelated matter tomorrow, but I'll talk to him about these.
Okay.
See if he knows anything about them. Or if he will at least reach out and make some inquiries to see if someone knows something. But again, maybe Mike will have something worthwhile
possibly
today.
Possibly.
We had a couple of items too, Dawn, while we in correspondence didn't know. One, the resident reached out about ding dong ditchers. Is that trespassing a crime? And you know, one of that's just a, I know we're addressing it with the sheriff's department, but didn't know, you know, legally what we as a township, I mean, somebody comes on my porch at midnight and rings my doorbell, technically they're trespassing, call the sheriff, right?
I talked to Lieutenant Leach about that, and he said the way they look at it, as far as arresting somebody or what have you, he said, if you don't have a sign that says no trespassing or no soliciting or something to that effect, they don't consider somebody walking up to your front door and ringing the doorbell trespassing.
Even at midnight or 2 in the morning or whatever?
Correct. Correct. Now, he told me to send contact information for the individual making the complaint, and he said he would reach out, he'd go pay a visit and talk to him and and get as much information. Pardon me?
And let him know to post or something.
Right, right. So I haven't done that yet, but Lieutenant Leach said he would be happy to go pay a visit, talk to him, try to help sort it out, but they don't consider that trespassing.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean that it isn't, but they just don't consider it.
That's because they're our sheriff.
And then, Harold, did you hear back after responding to Mr. Converse about the, after your, I mean, your response was, I thought, very spot on and well worded?
No response back from him at all. Mike Panuski just walked down the hall, so he's here already. No, he didn't. I've heard absolutely nothing from him.
Okay. And did Eric share with you, Trudy, and what happened over at Salisbury and Albin with the sidewalk there? So the guy on the corner lot right there, roundabout, says, was dragging his feet because to put the sidewalk there, which was like $4,000. Well, the county and Eric weren't giving him any permits until he put his sidewalk in. So he did put the sidewalk in to the tune of like, so, and I was talking with Harold, so we can't just say, oh, hey, people over here, you know, the two houses between the ridge and the park, we can't, you know, go ahead and put their sidewalk in, because then we set a very dead precedent when basically the county down there forced him to put the sidewalk in down there.
The one has the garage that's not completed.
Yeah.
When did we discuss putting a sidewalk on a 5-acre lot?
Well, we're not. This is a gentleman that's asking us to basically put sidewalks in on private property on county roads.
I'm sorry. We're talking. You're.
She switched subjects.
Yeah. Sorry.
He did.
Right, and I didn't follow. That's why I'm apologizing. I didn't follow.
Yeah. So that's why.
Five sentences afterwards.
I'm going to say the county. But yeah, the county did force him through their. To put the sidewalk in there on both sides, that big, huge corner lot.
Right.
Very expensive. So.
And all his neighbors are going to be very appreciative because we heard from all those neighbors how important the sidewalk was there, right? Yeah. I saw that one of the brothers who told us he was going to live there has his lot up for sale, so maybe he didn't like the price of the sidewalk, so he decided that he should sell instead of build. But that's a different truck. Right. That's very different than going down Elgin Road with a sidewalk. No, we're not putting it. We can't.
No, that's what we can't.
We did not discuss it. Harold was going to ask to see if we could widen Elgin Road when the roundabout went in to go ahead and suffice for a bike and a walking off the road.
From here to
the end of the ball diamond.
That would be great.
Yeah.
All right, so Harold was going to mention it to the county.
Yes.
To see if we could go like 5 feet, widen the road 5 feet, because you're not going to go through those ditches or whatever, And that's where we weren't talking about sidewalks because we said we couldn't do it. So we're talking about widening that road to have more of a berm blacktopped over there for people to walk or ride their bikes from there down to the ballpark or over to Freeze Daddy.
And we can put sidewalks on our property.
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
It's our property. So
so there was never sidewalks on those two lots there.
Between the ridge and here.
But I, what Mr. Converse is suggesting is that, you know, we be a little, you know, be more aggressive in doing, you know, putting sidewalks in on private property, which we cannot do, A, B, and then B, along a county access.
And is Mr. Converse the person that just had to put the...
No. It was
different
just
subjects altogether. The
lengthy email that's in correspondence saying, hey,
yes,
he's suggesting we're repaving roads that don't need repaving. So instead of using that money towards repaving, put it in sidewalks and connectivity issues. So,
right. You know, I've said this about Adam, who's a firm believer in this as well. Connectivity is a beautiful idea. But when you put it into practice in a rural farm setting, which was all of Monclova for most of the time, and didn't get thought about until 5 years ago.
Right.
I love the idea of expanding the road. There are ways we can make improvements. We can put sidewalks on our property. We can make improvements. Now, would it help to put a sidewalk in front of the cemetery on Keener? Probably not. Like, I guess it'd go the bike trail to the cemetery. But those private property owners don't want a sidewalk. They have those big lots for a reason. They don't want connectivity. Should we have it down Monclova Road? That's a county road. You know, again, we could talk to Mike and say, hey, what can we do?
Well, and that's something when we get to the point of widening Black.
Let's put
look a bike lane
same thing
that.
In.
Yeah.
And we, the last project we did on Black Road, we did look at that. And since there's a couple culverts that would have had to have been crossed, they would have had to have been widened, and it would have astronomically increased the cost of the road project. Because it doesn't do any good to widen it if you come to a culvert and it narrows it down again. So we just chose not to do it because of the cost.
Right. And cities don't have roads like that. Their culverts have already been converted.
Well, they're not typically not open like that.
Right.
Know, right.
Been converted is the word I used. Yes. Right. And so when you move from a city, you expect, oh, this new community I live in will be like my connected city, but it can't be.
Right.
It wasn't designed like a city. It was a farm field with a culvert.
And a couple of years ago, we passed that resolution, our complete streets resolution, I believe is what it's called, saying that when we do infrastructure projects,
we always consider.
We'll consider that, and we'll do it when we can. I mean, that just means it'll happen eventually. It's just not going to happen.
Did we respond to him with that?
Yes.
Harold did.
Okay, thank
Harold
you.
Harold did, yeah.
Just refresh.
Nice
thank
letter,
you.
By the way.
Thank you.
And explaining why we do our roads and why we don't do our roads, and we'd be proactive instead of pro backwards.
Great.
Any thank you.
I think we all love connectivity. Nobody's saying...
No, there's just, we got, I mean, you got private property rights, and then you got county roads, and, you know, and we're limited by the fact that we're a township, too, that we can't just declare eminent domain and tell people to put their sidewalk in.
Oh, my God.
Now, would that, any of that change if we were a home rule?
We were, what, 10 people off a home rule?
Yeah.
We were 14,990 people or something. We needed 15.
Another thought I had, just Harold, and this, not with the project that's going on over at Rolled Alloy.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like they got their mound. Is there any way that we could convince them to spread some dirt on top of the old road and seed it when they're seeding everything else? Yeah.
Well, they only own half of it.
Right.
But we could certainly ask them.
So we could talk to them, and we could talk to the homeowners association and say, would you be willing to let Rolled Alloy do this?
And the only reason I'm thinking of that is we could then hopefully take our gates down. If it's
four wheelers are still using it.
Once the grass is firmly, when there's no evidence of a road there.
If we were to do that, I would say we would take out the culvert and the ditch too, so they would have to drive through the ditch to get to it. But up at South Pine, yeah, there aren't any ditches, so.
That's a great idea, Chuck. I think we should.
You could plant a row of trees.
Well, it just seemed that I went down there the other day that it just seemed like the mound is probably 25 feet east of the road.
If they need to spread it anyway.
I looked at that too and thought, why didn't you move it over?
Yeah, or bring it down right to the middle of the road or something like that. That I'm sure, and because they own all that dirt at the north end,
mm-hmm.
they bought that with the acreage.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to reach out?
You want to?
I will.
To Mr. Souza, or do we have a contact there? Andy Lorenz at Rudolph Libby.
I'll get the contact from him.
Do you know Andy?
I don't.
He used to be in Bob Latta's office. He's now went to the private sector.
Imagine that.
Harold, so we're supposed to be meeting with you in this meeting. What's going on at the maintenance department? Any...
just plugging along day by day.
Todd Wilson is out.
Yes,
he's having surgery tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure if he'll even be back.
He said the doctor told him it could be 3 or 4 months. All depends on how he heals. He's having shoulder surgery.
Rotator cuff or something? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And we didn't bring in a temp for the summer, but the plan is still bring one in for leaves?
If we need to, yes.
I'd like to see an addition to the maintenance department. I'm going to throw it out there full time. Just my suggestion, Harold.
Is Todd, you said, he's other than David, he's this... second lowest on seniority over there, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. But he where was he at? I always forget. He had some public service prior to coming over here.
No, he owned his own business.
Yeah. But I thought he had some OPRS eligibility as well. Huh? Maybe I'm mixing him up with somebody else. I saw in your report, Tony Perales from the building here is hopefully going to get something to us.
He said he would try to get something to us within the next couple weeks. He's been working out of town, but he said that project is wrapping up, so he'll be back.
Okay. And then also in your memo, you have something of Kent Buer,
mm-hmm.
a proposal from the
yes.
maintenance garage.
Yes.
So would that be just under 5,000 square feet so we don't have to sprinkler it? Is that what... you were suggesting?
Right. He called it a 5,000 square foot addition, but it has to be less than 5,000 or it has to be sprinkled, so we'll make it 4,999.
And did he give you any type of time frame on his?
He did not. So.
I mean, just... I guess what have you talked with Doug? I mean, best case scenario, I mean, we draw plans for this over the winter and start work in the spring, or what's your
that
thought
was
process?
That's kind of my thought process, yes. Get it to Bureau, let them work on it. He did say in his proposal how many hours they were going to have on it. I don't know how to convert that into weeks or months, but...
It's only 5:30. We're in trouble.
Yeah, it's in there. Let me see.
We had a system there, Harold, and now it's all messed up.
Now it's all messed up. Yeah, they're going to have 275 hours of design time. So, it's going to be a little while.
270?
275 hours of design time, estimated.
Do you know, with that...
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Why?
That's like
one
weeks
guy working,
of work.
One guy working... What? 6 weeks.
To plan, yeah, to plan an addition to a barn.
Well, yeah.
That's like 40 hours.
That's like 7 weeks.
To plan a barn?
I'm not arguing, I'm agreeing with you.
Maybe it's 27.5. Like, that makes more sense to me.
Nope, 275 hours. That's what he has here.
Wow.
It's a pre-engineered building. It's
that's even worse.
Yeah.
They get a package and put it up.
So it shouldn't be 275 hours. So there's some miss.
Yeah, there's no sprinkler system. You got four overhead doors. Slab.
How can we afford 275 hours of design service?
Well, it's a stated amount.
Yeah,
in
they've given us a price of $49,260.
So even if it goes
for 7 weeks,
for 300 hours,
right.
You know that it's only going to cost 50.
But if it only takes him 27 hours, we got hosed.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Okay, I'm not being weird. You never know.
When I saw 50 grand to design.
When I saw 7.
A pole barn.
Thousand for
a pole barn extension. Yeah.
Extension. I thought, wow.
Well, that's
so.
A certain amount with the concrete. So much,
right?
Or how much a square foot is going to go for the concrete, the drainage, the tile. I understand that, but if it's a pre-engineered building, I just can't.
But it's
it
not
take that long.
It is.
Be charging.
He said it was
pre-engineered.
Yeah. How many hours? 275.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got 14,800 for architectural design services, 18,000 for engineering design services, and 4,900 for construction administration. So for Bureau Group, 37,700, and the rest is Lewandowski Engineering for all the site grading. Topographic survey.
Right, so maybe he's telling us how many hours.
So this includes,
but
this would include the bidding process, they reviewing the bids,
all that,
all of
construction administration.
Yeah.
Yes.
The administration fee. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're estimating $700,000 for this building.
Yes.
Addition.
Yes.
And this is an imperative priority over anything in this building. We can talk about
it. Do we want to ask Kent to come to our next meeting for a breakdown of that, or do you want Harold to get more details than what he's already got in his report?
We can talk about it out there, right? It's in his report.
Yeah. Engineering design, architecture design. Yeah.
And I don't think we've done a project with your group yet that we ended up paying much as they estimated it was going to be. It's always come in less.
So you're saying it could be the worst, not the worst scenario, but the top line. Mm-hmm. So what happens if it's more than 700? Is it supposed to be not to exceed 700,000?
That's just his estimate at this time. Okay. I'm talking about their architectural and engineering fees. They give us a set price, $49,260, and
it could be less.
It could be less, and from previous experience, it always has been less.
Yeah, but out of that 49, 11 of that goes to Lewandowski for topographical grading, engine review.
How many square feet is the current building? Do you know that off the top of your head?
It's already over 5,000. Yeah. It is 5,000.
So you're doubling.
Almost doubling the building. Not quite.
Are there any other additions or agenda changes? Under old business, the residential TIF updates.
I think we're gonna get that.
Yeah.
Where's the? I was going back through some notes. We started the policy in January. Policy updates. I was going back through some old emails. Are we getting close?
Yep. Very close. Hope to have it today for you, but I was off last week.
You deserve to take a vacation.
So, still shooting for the next meeting.
Okay.
And then we'll get it in front of you. So that you can review it and let me know. But
you're going to email that to us ahead of time?
Yeah, that'd be a good way to do it.
It color coded with updates and changes.
No, you really don't want to see that.
We don't want to see the markup.
We've met and we've gone through, and you really don't want to.
Okay, with the Employers Association and with
Lexapol.
No, this is the personnel manual was just with
EA.
EA.
We're going to get a policy within the next meeting.
Update policy manual.
You're sitting here.
Sure, I can stay in here. I'll pay attention. I'll listen.
Do that times all the other ones.